G'day guys, it's Brandon Green here coming at you live from letsgobrandongreen.com studios. Like and subscribe. Right now we're going to get into Trump's mugshot. As you know, went around the world late last week. Everyone thought it was the best thing ever. They thought it was the worst thing ever. Depending on what you think about Trump is depending what you're going to think about the mugshot. Now, Trump also thought he'd make a funny face in it. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool myself. Thought it was different. Never seen Trump look like that, but fuck Trump. Thought, fuck, I'm getting a mugshot taken, here I go. So as you know, all black people in politics generally, they always all go from becoming a Democrat, black Democrat, to becoming a black Republican. And that's because of the white Republicans are the good people and the white Democrats are the evil bad people. And that's how that always goes. That's why you never ever see white black Republicans go from being a black Republican to a black Democrat. Never happens that way. Because once you grow a brain, you can't ungrow a brain. It's just how science works, I guess. Black Democrats are shifting and leaving the plantation, as Candace Owens says, and becoming a fucking Republican. With us, we treat each other equal. We're not into all that race bait and politic bullshit. And it looks like she took her crew out to the streets and probably asked people what they think of what's going on, and I'm keen to see. Let's see.
So we're going to go through all of these responses that we saw. We gathered as many as we possibly could for you guys because, as I said, they are glorious. They are amazing. They make me happy and warm on the inside because my frustration with Black America has been that Black Lives Matter turned Black Americans into a bunch of wine babies and cry babies.
Yep.
And that's just not who we are culturally. We're funny. We are funny people. We are people that make you laugh. We see the humor. We have an angle. We tell the truth.
Yep.
And this mugshot revived the Black America that I love. So first and foremost, just so you're aware, Trump had to drive through pretty much the worst part of Fulton County to get arrested and booked on these charges. So Black America showed up and lined the streets. Take a look.
Hey. How cool is that? That's fucking cool, eh? Look at some Mobb Deep going. Sorry, loonies.
Okay. And as if that wasn't great enough, he gets booked, his mugshot is released, and now, of course, there's rap songs being made about him. Take a listen.
Orange man bad, the whole world mad, thug life, shout out all of my MAGA base sheds. Coming for the deep state, I will stop the new world order. But before that, I'll finish walls at the border.
Orange man bad, the whole world mad. It's just absolutely genius. And now you have to see the responses online. We're just going to let this run for you because it's amazing.
As black people, you know, we with Trump.
Yeah, I'm with Trump. I don't know what everybody got against him.
Yo, he was making the breadwinners, you heard?
I'm a Democrat too, but okay, we Trump. Trump back in office right now.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I quit Trump, to be honest with you. Bro, for real, Trump really did this. I like him because he's about money. It wasn't about no politics. He wanted to make America great again. Through Trump.
I'm with Trump, we making sure to get their bread. I ain't gonna lie. I'm thinking Trump for life. Trump for life. I ain't gonna lie.
Blood on the Trump. Trump wanted us to get off our ass and get some money. Trump 2024.
This is true. He made everybody hold a piece of money.
Trump really up balls. Trump running it how it's supposed to be ran. And people take it. And he putting out facts in front of the people. He ain't lying to the people. People just don't want to accept the truth.
Yeah.
Trump, man, we rocking with you. Love you, Trump. My dog. T, what's up?
Trump put the money in our pocket.
Trump had the country on his back. Economically,
you put America first, so it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Trump 2024, my brother.
They know they can't get him from under the road. We get it, game.
Yeah. I ain't used to like that, but now I realize that.
Just because black people are black doesn't mean they're dumb Democrats. They're just fucking black people, you fucking idiots.
Get Trump out the chair and now look how that backfired on y'all dumb. Trump got Trump for life.
Donald Trump. He showed his love, and he didn't stop. 2024 Trump.
Trump 2024.
From Baltimore.
I ain't gonna lie. Trump, my mother, dog.
He probably the best thing for America right now. No cap. Really.
Trump. My man, Trump.
He's gangster. I like him. I love him. Make America great again. Let's go.
How can you not love Trump? That's the thing. He's a fucking good, honest dude, man.
I mean, you guys heard it. The streets are talking. The streets are talking. Trump, my brother, my uncle, my dog for life. He's holding it down. This is not the response that Democrats expected, of course, the Democrats to rely upon the black vote when they decided to pursue Trump. And now he has made them, made Trump more relevant in black America than ever before, which is why you have to see this video of this man breaking down what's actually happened because of this arrest.
For just $67, you can make it.
How good is this? These videos, man. They're fucking waking up. Black Democrats.
It's a brother now. I'm sorry. You go to jail in Zone 6 Atlanta, you a brother. Straight up. They f***ed up.
Just amazing. Everything that is happening. Get on TikTok, get on Instagram, follow this. It is glorious. And let me tell you something. The fact that they are being laughed at, the fact that people are embracing this, the fact that I think they probably thought the mugshot was going to persuade people that he was a criminal. In fact, it has made it the exact opposite. It has made them recognize, actually, it has only reinforced the beliefs that Black America already had, which is that the Department of Justice has been corrupt, right? And now they are realizing that it extends so far up and so far reaching that that includes our federal agencies and that they are so boldly corrupt that they would even arrest a former sitting president on trumped up charges. Do they believe these charges? Does Black America believe that Trump really did something? Well, take a listen to this guy.
I'm here to support President Trump. You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them so I know Trump is innocent. Yeah. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
What do you think about the indictment?
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's going around the country. You know, Fannie Willis, she's she went to school with my sister. She's full of shit. So she's a puppet for the white liberal.
That is
controlling
Democrats.
Everything. She's in front, but the white liberal back there pulling those strings, telling her what to do. That's what I think about her, making a fool of herself.
Do you think it's going to help his election?
Oh, of course it is. It's going to elevate him all the way. I think we should make Trump king. That's how I feel. We should make him king.
Wouldn't that be kind of communist?
No, that's nowhere near communist. No, we're just going to make him king, but we still got our freedoms and rights and everything. He fought that. Yeah, Trump for king.
Fucking UK is not fucking communism, you fucking idiot. And they got kings and queens, you fucking dumb fuck.
She went to school with his sister. And also, they're going to make Trump king. So what happened here? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're paying attention to Democrats on the internet, they are furious. This is not being taken seriously. They are furious that this is the response. They are furious they didn't expect Black America to respond like this. I think, honestly, out of anyone on the internet, Ben Shapiro probably had the best take regarding this. Ben wrote, "He's the most photographed person on earth. The mugshot was completely unnecessary and vindictive, of course, but it's going to backfire dramatically since this image is instantly iconic." He's correct. They didn't have to Photoshop him. You take a mugshot if you have a fear the person's going to run, the person's not recognizable. They did this purely to embarrass him.
Yep.
And in the process, actually, they embarrassed themselves. Trump is now able to raise money off of this.
We got a mugshot of him,
America
guys.
Is laughing, and other people aren't laughing at all. They're simply saying, Trump is king. Happy Monday, everybody, because that's all I'm going to say about that.
Fucking beautiful. Beautiful stuff. How good is it? Let us know if you are seeing heaps of black Democrats grow a brain and become fucking regenerated new human, relaxed new human, loving new human, because that's what we are over here.